Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports locally last night, AHSTW hosting its Viking Invitational Cross Country Meet. On the girls' side, it was Carly Larson of Underwood, a freshman, winning the meet. J.C. Martin of St. Albert, Chris Ann Stephanie of St. Albert were 2 and 3. Megan Maskey of Woodbine placed 4th. Aaron Shapcott of Underwood was 5th. Also among the top 10 yesterday, Kylie Cook of Underwood was 6th. Caitlin Casey of Logan Magnolia placed 7th. Carmen Malloy of Audubon was 8th. And Underwood's Robbie Fanslau and Gabby Myers were 9th and 10th yesterday in that meet. Team standings saw Underwood capture the team title with 29 points. St. Albert, the runner-up, was 71. Trainer had 78 points for third place. AHSTW had 123 points. That was good for 4th. Audubon was 5th. Woodbine 6th. And Riverside 7th on the girls' side. In the boys' half of that meet yesterday, it was Tim Brink of Riverside winning the meet, as St. Albert's Max Ross placing 2nd. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon was 3rd. Garrett Martin of St. Albert placed 4th. And Derek Collins of Underwood was 5th in the meet. The rest of the top 10 includes Thomas Kahn of Underwood at 6th. Otis Majeka of Riverside placing 7th. Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia was 8th. Lucas Luke of St. Albert placing 9th, and Adam Hartman of Riverside was 10th in that meet. The team champ, St. Albert, they win it with 43 points. Riverside scores 85 points for second place. Underwood was 3rd with 95 points. Logan Magnolia had a 102 total for 4th. Audubon a 104 total for 5th place. AHSTW, Trainer, and Woodbine round out the rest of the 8 teams in that field. In high school volleyball play last night, Hawkeye 10 conference action saw Heartland defeat Kemper Catholic in 3 straight games. Red Oak downing Lewis Central 3-0. It was Glenwood a 3-1 winner over Shenandoah, while Creston defeated St. Albert 3-2. In the Western Iowa Conference, all 4 matches last night were 3-game sweeps. IKM Manning beating Riverside, Missouri Valley topping Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center defeating Griswold, and Underwood over Audubon, all 3-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference last evening, it was Adair Casey over Cam, 3-0. Arweva beat Charter Oak Ute in 3 straight. Coon Rapids Bayard went the distance, beating Bowyer Valley 3-2. Exira EHK posting a 3-1 victory over Peyton Sherdan, while Woodbine swept 3 straight from Glidden Ralston. Also around the region last night, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln beat Bishop Helan Catholic 3-1. Abe Lincoln also down Sioux City East 3-0. It was Earlham over Panorama in 3 straight. Fremont Mills beat South Page 3-0. Nottoway Valley topping East Union 3-1. Sydney over Essex 3-2. And Southwest Valley a 3-game sweep over Lennox in volleyball play last night. Well, 3 weeks into the season, the Iowa Hawkeyes rank 92nd in the country in rushing and are tied for 89th in total offense. While those numbers may seem alarming for an offense that returned a number of starters from last year, they apparently aren't to head coach Kirk Ferentz, who told the weekly Big Ten teleconference that he's not surprised by his team's lackluster start. The Hawkeyes are 2-1 as they get set to visit Pittsburgh, and Ferentz says the offense is trying to find the right rhythm and the right mix.
Sounds like that's the focal point. Now, we've had some really good drives this year, some long drives and productive drives. But we haven't done it consistently enough, and that was a big factor, certainly, I think, more so in the third quarter. To me, that was, you know, if you look at the game, we got totally outplayed in the second half. And third quarter, we had a turnover and then didn't do anything with the ball during that quarter. And then the fourth quarter, we couldn't get off the field defensively. To me, those were the two things. If I summarized it, that's what I'd look at.
Well, Ferentz defended third-year offensive coordinator Greg Davis, who's been heavily criticized for his love of the horizontal passing game. Ferentz says there's no obvious solutions to fixing the offensive woes.
If you're not doing as well as you would like to do, typically there's going to be scrutiny and you know, introspection, whatever. And you know, it's usually a pretty intricate deal. And it usually, you know, if it's just one area or one point, then usually you see coaching staffs trying to address that, change personnel, et cetera. But I don't think that's the case right now. It's just us. You know, we have to do better.
Since beating Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl after the 2009 season, the slide to mediocrity has been steep. In the last 4-plus seasons, the Hawkeyes are 29-25 overall and just 15-17 in the Big Ten. And while the negativity has grown even louder in the wake of another loss to Iowa State, Ferentz says it's something they need to put behind them. He says the challenge this week is preparing for their first road test at 3-0 Pittsburgh.
The bigger challenge is playing Pitt. They're really playing well right now, 3-0, obviously, and if you look at their statistics, they're playing well on both sides of the football, and they've got a field goal kicker who's very confident and competent. So, it's going to be a big challenge.
Well, Pitt's James Conner ranks second in the nation with 544 yards of rushing. The Panthers as a team have averaged 344 yards on the ground in their 3-0 start. That ranks fourth in the country. We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAN. Well, the NFL is beginning to hear from its major sponsors amid the league's recent instances of domestic abuse. Anheuser-Busch says it's spoken with the NFL about former Raven Ray Rice's domestic abuse situation and the child abuse charges against Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. McDonald's, Visa, and Campbell Soup Company say they also have voiced similar concerns to the league. In response, the league issued a statement saying, quote, "We understand we are taking action and there will be much more to come." Yearly sponsorship money is worth about $1.07 billion for the league and its teams. That's according to sponsorship consultancy IEG. Radisson Hotels have pulled their sponsorship of the Vikings, and Nike stores in the Twin Cities area have pulled Peterson merchandise from their shelves. Meanwhile, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says Peterson should have remained suspended until an accusation of child abuse was resolved in the Texas legal system. Peterson is accused of causing injury to his 4-year-old son by using a wooden switch to spank him. The governor said in a statement to the Associated Press that Peterson is innocent until proven guilty, but Dayton also called Peterson's actions a public embarrassment to the Vikings and the state of Minnesota. And the union has appealed Rice's indefinite suspension. He was originally handed a 2-game suspension in July under the NFL's personal conduct policy after he was charged with assault following a February 15th altercation with his then-fiancée in a casino elevator. The former Ravens running back had already served the first game of that suspension when a video surfaced last week showing Rice punching Janae Palmer, now his wife, in that elevator. Within hours, the Ravens released Rice. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, extended the suspension to indefinite based on the new evidence. Goodell and the Ravens had said they never saw the video before September 8th. In baseball yesterday, Carlos Gomez walked, stole second and third, and then scored the go-ahead run on a bloop hit by rookie Hector Gomez in the 12th inning. That's how the Milwaukee Brewers ended the National League Central leading St. Louis Cardinals 3-game winning streak with a 3-2 victory last night. Brandon Kinsler got the last out in the 11th, and Francisco Rodriguez closed for his 42nd save. The third-place Brewers have won 5 of 6 and are 4 games back of St. Louis. Cardinals have a 2.5-game lead on Pittsburgh with 11 games left to play. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Mets over Miami 9-1. Washington clinched the National League East with a 3-0 win over Atlanta. Chicago beat Cincinnati 7-0. Colorado over the L.A. Dodgers 10-4. San Francisco 2-1 over Arizona. San Diego beat Philadelphia 5-4. In the American League, Kelvin Herrera and Wade Davis both gave up runs for the first time in nearly 3 months as the Kansas City Royals' dominant bullpen was touched up Tuesday night in a 7-5 loss to the Chicago White Sox. Davis replaced Herrera with 2 on in the 7th inning and walked Jose Abreu to load the bases for Connor Gillespie, who cleared them with a triple to right center to give Chicago a 7-5 lead. The rare bullpen failure prevented Kansas City from gaining ground on AL Central leader Detroit, which lost at Minnesota, so the Royals remain a game and a half behind the Tigers, but they still lead Seattle for the second wild card spot. Elsewhere around the American League, Baltimore clinched the American League East with an 8-2 win over Toronto. Tampa Bay beat New York 6-1. Cleveland over Houston 4-2. Minnesota 4-3 over Detroit. Seattle beat the LA Angels 13-2. Texas over Oakland 6-3. One interleague game saw Pittsburgh beat Boston by a final of 4-0. That's Check It Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.